Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. We have two guests with us this morning from the Atlantic Does, Marcine Arne and Mary Baher. And I know I said that wrong, Mary, but we'll get back to you on that. Baher. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. I like to say people's names correctly. And we want to talk about a really fun, interesting event coming up. So, Marcine, why don't you start with when and where and kind of just a little bit about what?
Okay. Saturday, we're having a fall luncheon with hot chicken salad, and the doors will open at 11. It'll be dinner will be served at noon. We're also having a silent auction with purses, scarves, and jewelry, gently used or new. And
where is all this taking place?
At the venue.
Okay, so easy to get into, and and I understand somebody told me this is going to be a sit-down affair. Mm-hmm. It's not a buffet.
Right.
So you come in, sit down, and get served.
Yes.
Yeah.
So like that's a real luncheon.
Yeah, that's a real treat, I think. So, Mary, you need to tell us about the price of tickets and how we get tickets.
We have tickets available from all the Does, or you can pick them up at Simply Hair on 5th Street. They're $10. That includes drink, dessert, main course, rolls. It's a nice luncheon, and we've taste tested our recipes, so it's going to be delicious.
Of course. And, you know, and the other thing I think for something like this, it's a time to visit with people, and sometimes you see people that, you know, but you only see a couple of times. And so it's a nice time to sit down and visit and just enjoy a nice luncheon. So, Mary, how did this idea come about? I mean, I think we see all kinds of sales and that sort of thing, but I don't know that I've seen any group that's doing the purses, scarves, jewelry kind of thing.
Mary Ann Mormon had a dream about this, and she started the whole thing. And we've amassed a huge number of purses. It's amazing how many purses we ladies keep.
And we could always use another one.
Yes, we could.
Yes. So this is a time to find one that's just the right size or the right color or whatever. And, you know, scarves, I'm a real fan of scarves. And I thought, I've had a collection, I don't know, for how long. And I thought, well, you know, those will go away pretty soon. They don't. They're a fashion statement that's going to be here to stay.
Right.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. And then jewelry, I don't know, Marcine, can you talk about, you know, I know you've been collecting and other people have. Do you have any idea what kinds of jewelry?
I don't. I mean, because we haven't seen it yet. But lots of, I'm assuming, larger jewelry, you know.
Might be some rings,
sure.
Probably bracelets, all kinds.
Big necklaces.
So the thing is, you have to come and find out.
Yeah.
You don't want to miss out on this because there's going to be a lot of different kinds of things. And now you said bidding, so this is silent auction,
auction,
okay,
yes.
So we get to go around and look, and what time
write
can...
Write down what you want.
Oh, yes, and then go back, you got to check it if you really want it.
Yeah, somebody else might bid you up on it.
That's right. And so you said luncheon's at 12, but what time can we come in and start looking?
At 11.
Okay, so you need to be sure to come early so you can go around and see all those kinds of things. So I know that people are going to have to deliver those things to you and get them set up. So let's talk a little bit about meetings. Mary, when do the Does meet and how often and what do you do at meetings?
We meet 9 times a year on Tuesday evening, like the second Tuesday. We don't meet through the summer officially. We do things during the summer, but we just have the 9 meetings. And we have a good time. We come at 5:30 or 6, have dinner together, and then we have our meeting, which usually lasts around an hour.
Okay. And do you ever have programs, presentations by people, or is it more just working on your projects and those kinds of things?
we are always planning projects, and you know we go through that at the meeting, but we also do.
We practice our floor work.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
we practice.
That's a good point, and people may not understand that about Does, and we'll talk a little more about that in just a little bit. So I guess when we talk about meetings, we should also talk about membership. What if somebody wanted to become a member? What do they need to do, Mary?
Just contact any Doe. We will have information Saturday about this. It's very easy. You fill out a form.
Is there a fee?
There's $20 a year dues.
Okay.
And we welcome anyone, any age.
Okay. So, again, if somebody's new to the community, I always think that, you know, how do they get acquainted? Well, the DOES would be one way because, as you say, it's not just those nine meetings because you always have other things going on, like this luncheon, but other kinds of things. So let's talk about some of those kinds of things. Marcine, what are some of the projects that you work on?
That money-wise?
Yeah,
is that
so
what
we
you
can
We donate a lot to different people that need it. We donate to, we just gave checks this week to the Schuller.
You've been
Elementary.
Around for a while, Marcine, I can tell, yes.
The Schuller Elementary and the Washington School lunch programs. And then we took a $100 check to the fire station. And we also took a $100 check.
Head Start.
Okay. That was just this month.
And then I heard the word Arise in there too.
Oh,
another
yes.
$100
we did that.
My ears picked up on that. A couple
months ago. Yeah, we usually have four different checks and $400 that we give out every month.
Every month. Mm-hmm. Interesting. And those four things, that sort of gives me an idea that you're not just focusing in on one thing. It's kind of you're looking at the community to see where there are needs.
Yes.
So, Mary, let's talk a little more about some of the kinds of ways you raise funds. This luncheon is just one. How else do you raise funds so you can give away $400 a month?
We have a garage sale every spring.
We have a bake sale with our quilt show.
We have our quilt show November 2nd this year at the venue, and we have a bake sale there. We have the cookie walk in December where we sell cookies by the pound.
So we got to get that in there. That's coming up before we know it, too.
That's early December. I don't remember the exact date. But
watch for it because you, I've been there. I've actually contributed to it. Yeah. All kinds of things to get ready for the holidays in terms of breads and cookies and bars and candy and so on. So be sure to put that on your calendar when that comes up, and we'll be letting you know that date. So in addition to those monthly meetings, as you said, you're working on projects all the time. Mm-hmm. So you work hard. Why else would we want to be a member of the DOES? Marcine, why are you a member?
A fellowship. Just enjoyment to be around the people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you've got of course you have good folks. Mary, why do you belong?
I've always loved the DOES because of the pageantry with the flags and the floor work. I've been to National Convention once, and I just enjoy being involved, and it's a good group.
Yes. Can you talk just a little more about floor work? Tell us a little bit about that. I know you can't give us all the secrets, but how can you describe floor work? I mean, not tap dancing.
No, we're marching with flags, and we wear long white dresses when we're doing our floor work. And we have principles of loyalty and patriotism and love and compassion, and we try to work towards that with each other in our community.
Okay, so that kind of sets the... I guess, criteria when you're choosing who might get your money. And so you have to, of course, practice that.
Yes.
And as I understand, as I recall, this DOES group has done some of that work at regional and state, national?
And national, yeah. Mm-hmm. We did our flag work at national last year, 2 years ago.
And you have a national meeting coming up.
We have a district meeting coming up in Rochester in 2 weeks, and we will do our flag work there, too.
So that's another advantage. Yes. If you'd like to travel, meet people somewhere else, then you certainly can do that as a member of the DOES. You have that opportunity. So let's take a look again at what's happening this Saturday, October 12th. Marcine, time, place?
Lunch is served at 12 o'clock. Doors open at 11 at the venue, which is on Walnut Street.
And Mary, how do we get tickets?
You can contact any DOE, or you can stop at Simply Hair on 5th Street.
And when you stop at Simply Hair, you're going to see Marcine.
Right.
Right.
good way. So, of course, it's really important that we get tickets ahead of time so you all know how much hot chicken salad to make and all those other goodies it's going to go with it. So this is a good way to support the community, have a good time, and maybe get a new purse, a new scarf, or jewelry, or all three. So thanks to both of you, Marcine Arne and Mary
Maher.
I'm sorry to be so difficult, but we're going to learn that eventually. And until next time, here's the thought. A goal without a plan is just a wish.